Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
not so many. Let's see where I'm at. Okay. I am here. It's a reference to the prayer call. Asa is coming in. Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbi Alameen. Ar-Rahmani Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Ameen. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord and cherisher of the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment, thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. I mean, I bear witness there is no God except Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad of 1446 Ramadan. Prayers and peace be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger, and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to this evening's session of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, Dipreetha Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Hadi, the guide. And as always, we open with hugs and love to you. Come on now, squeeze that. Oh, I got such good stuff to you all day. Squeeze, squeeze. Oh, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Oh, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he. He is the one who gives us seeing, hearing, and feeling. So squeeze and feel. Ah, I love you dearly. Thank you so kindly. Oh, thank you so kind. And trust you, man, I needed it. Alhamdulillah, I feel your love. And inshallah, alhamdulillah, that you are feeling my love back to you. And you're needing it as well. Alhamdulillah. Exciting day. Now, I want to just say this. I was going to check it out before I come on, but you know, every time you get ready to go to work, then if, you know, something will come up and say, well, hold up, you got to see, you know. But I was meaning to check and see what time that Asa come in, because now I know some people around the world have already had Asa, and some of us are just now getting ready to have Asa. And praise be to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he, is the kindness that he is, Al-Ra'uf, the most kind, that he gives us the opportunity. You know, he says, you know, you can combine the prayers, those that can be combined. Yeah, and he even says you can shorten them at certain times. Alhamdulillah, the most merciful Al-Rahim he is. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So that's what had happened. When soon as we got ready to come on, the last note from our executive director, Martha Naila Abdullah, and then the prayer call came on. And I'm like, okay, so my attitude or my thinking is for what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me to see how to glorify is he. Is that, you know, if any way you can just listen to the prayer call and not talk. That'd be a good thing. If you can just listen to it and not talk, just give it its due, its proper. And it came on the scene before we got started, because had we got started and then it came up, you know, I would have, alerted you all and said, hey, well, this is what's going on and this is how we handle it, you know. But it came up first, and I said, alhamdulillah. Allah is the best to know, alhamdulillah. Today is, we're in the third month, of course, of the Islamic calendar. Rabi al-Awwal. There's just so much good stuff. I'm so excited, everybody. You know, I know you say, well, the people, you're always excited. And I am. I'm happy. And I don't think I don't have my moments where things and sadness do come for what the reason be. But I'm still happy, as I know that you are as well, as believers. And then for the new shahadas, new believers, then we want to give them opportunity to see how they can actually, you know, come to know of this. And so knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah had given us these opportunities, had given them, we take them and we receive them. We don't take. We receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're all happy. And he tells us in the Quran that, you know, we can receive with good cheer. Now, you know, some may argue that, oh, well, that commentary person, they should have said this or didn't, what have you. But in this Quran, Yusuf Ali and commentary has said good cheer. And so that always gives you such a happy spirit, you know, even if whatever you might, as whatever your circumstances may be, you still say alhamdulillah, and if it's a trial or a struggle, then we say, oh Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us, and then we still have the good cheer in our thinking and in our mind and our heart and our soul and our spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah highly glorifies, he has said that for those that think the good that he is, and they love him so much, he gives them two portions. You know, sometimes, you know, you receive information, I tell you, and it makes you take that breath, like you'd be like, oh, my goodness, that is so heavy to come to know, you know. And so, but have no fear, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only letting us experience what he says when he says, when Allah highly glorifies he, when he says, I give my servant what my servant asks for, and I give my servant what my servant wants. Information like that, it's just like it touches your very soul, your heart, everything just be like pounding, because that's a lot of heavy information to know. And then even heavier, but Allah has glorified it, he helps us to receive it with good cheer. And he says that he gives us an explanation and have the angels to massage us and let us be able to receive it where it don't be so heavy that we can't carry it. Because he said he's not going to put any more on us than what we can carry and what we can bear. So alhamdulillah, 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 I'm so excited if I am for tonight. First of all, let me tell you this great news. I got to tell you this. You know I'm always share with you. I was blessed this morning with my third, yes, just making sure now, because I'm telling you, because they come in, Allah's blessing, and I'm a great grandmother. I am a great, isn't that a wonderful thing to get the opportunity to be a great, first of all, even just to get an opportunity to be a grandmother, but then you're going to become on the great, alhamdulillah. So I my family was blessed with the arrival and her middle name. They haven't decided on her first name yet, but her middle name is Hazel. And I know she's just a fundamental joy, I'm telling you. But in any case, I'm not going to go all the way into it. But I am so excited about that, for starters, you know, and my granddaughter and her husband. Well, my granddaughter, she's doing okay, and her daughter and her husband, they're all doing okay, you know. And so, alhamdulillah, we don't thank Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that. And we are going to continue tonight with Al-Asma'ul Husna, because you know this is what we are all about, establishing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly glorified is He. Al-Asma'ul Husna, which is the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is our vehicle, if you would, to get in there and getting to know the Al-Asma'ul Husna. We've been blessed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet Muhammad, to us all, told him, say, and for those who remember those names, and in some instances say count, but you know, we can never count, because these are just 99 known. This is just what we don't come to know by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He has said, but those who come to learn Al-Asma'ul Husna and cooperate it, you know, like make sure it's in your regimen of daily life. Make sure. Because when we come to learn the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guess what? The really just Allah, highly glorified is He. Bless the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, to relay to us that he who comes to learn the Al-Asma'ul Husna and practice it in their daily lives will earn that seat in paradise. You will have your seat. The seat. I mean, it just makes you just be so, as Allah tells us in the Quran, in awe. In awe of Him. He's so good to us. And I know you all are attesting to that. And you know what? We got our babies out here, and that's why, you know, I'm always talking to a seasoned, a Shahada, seasoned Muslim. You know, I'm always, because you all are doing the same thing that I'm doing. You're out there telling the youngsters in your particular area and space the same as that I'm sharing here. And as always, on Al-Islamic Focus Learning Lab. And so we got to remember them. We got that responsibility and duty to them. And so we got, now we get something as weighty as this message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already told us four times in the Quran. They say soon He will send down a weighty message. See, so when the weighty message comes, we see it, we acknowledge it, and we share that fact with the believers. And for us seasoned believers, we knew that, we already aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said this to us in the Quran. But remember, for the new Shahadas, they may have not gotten to that yet. So we're telling it to them now, and when they be doing their reading, it's going to come out to them. They're going to say, oh, yeah, I heard this information from this sister, that brother, or from Al-Islamic Focus Learning Lab, or any of the other Islamic programs that we have here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this opportunity. So tonight, in our presentation, oh, did I get this here? Did I tell you that we're in 11? Yeah, today is the 11th day of Rabi al-Awwal, 1446 on the Hijra calendar. Now, Rabi al-Awwal, this is the third month in the Islamic calendar. And so we're living in that month as well as in today, which is the 11th day, September 14th, 2024. Now, Hijra, on the Hijra calendar, it is Rabi al-Awwal, 11, 1446. And then here, but so you know, we live in that life too, because as you read, you're gonna learn, and you only have the only thing to do is be living in it. Because once Allah bless you to come and you ingest it, you know, and you digest it and come to understanding it, then that's what it is. And it's nothing that we can do to get away from it. And we don't want to get away from it. So as well as we're living in, this is the 11th day of Rabi al-Awwal, 1446, we're also living in today, which is September 14th, 2024, on the Gregorian calendar. Alhamdulillah. So it's exciting to, you know, and listen, remember where Allah tells in the Quran, he says, for the believers, he will give them two portions of his kindness, mercy, generosity, all of him, two portions. And the two portions will in this life and in the hereafter, in the life to come. So while we still are here, this is the portion that we're receiving for now, you know, and it's a weighty message, a weighty message. Because, you know, when we think about when we be in the month of Ramadan, you know, which will be coming soon, more so than we just passed it, but when we get that opportunity to live in that month, you get to pick up on everything that month has to offer. In the Hijra calendar that we're living, and as well in the Gregorian calendar that we're living, so we get two portions. We get a portion of the Islamic time when the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was first on the scene in the month of Ramadan in 1446. So when that opportunity came, then we lived it. And so now we up here, we 3 months into the new year. And this is Rabi al-Awwal, 1446. Now we're still in the year 1446 on the Hijra calendar. And we're still in the year of 2024 on the Gregorian calendar. So alhamdulillah, that's our two portions. And I'm sure you can come up with other scenarios that you can say, you can see the two portions, and then you'll be able to share that as well. But I do know there's always in this life, the life that was and the life that is and the life that's going to come, inshallah, alhamdulillah. So yes, I'm totally excited. Oh, okay, I don't know if I'm going to reveal this yet, just said. Oh, let me remember now, we got a program coming up, the National Town Hall, 50-year human planning with Martha Naila Abdullah and her guests coming up right after this presentation here, this program here, Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab. So for real. Y'all, you know, we tried last week, and we did come a little bit. We didn't do too bad. We came a little bit. But tonight, we are really going to be closing things down at no later than a quarter to. And so at any time between 6:30 and a quarter to 7, inshallah, you would have had your time to compress one and share what you want to share in reference to this evening's presentation or other any other pertinent information that you'll want to share. So that's open to you, okay? So now what we're going to do, we're going to take our first pause because, like I say, I got a treat for everyone. I got for us this evening. So I'm very excited, but I'm not going to mention that right now because we're getting ready to get on into the presentation, okay? You're listening after this first public service announcement. You're listening to Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement. And as always, we ask you to sit tight and keep focused. We'll be right back. Inshallah.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dapreetha Hadi, host of Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, and we are back. And I want to thank you all for being here and giving me those such warm loves. It's like we was on a vacation or something. We were just getting back. Those loves, those hugs were so warm. Thank you so kindly. And I want to thank our listeners out into am360.org land for their presence as well. And we want to just remind those in the am360.org land that any time that you want to make a commentary or ask something, a question, or get some information, you're going to need to dial into the studio to do that. And then you're going to dial in at 515-605-9891. 515-605-9891, or you can also dial in at the number 425-292-4253. Once again, because I know you're getting your pens and your papers, 425-292-4253, and press 1, and we'll certainly recognize that you have some information and you open up your mind and give you that opportunity. We want to invite you all, everyone, to connect with us 24 live and podcast programming, and you can do that at am360.org or 701-719-4197. And visit our Parent Corporation Community-Wide Shura Conference at cwsc.org. US, and you'll course, you know, U.S., that is us. Yes, yes, that's all of us. We're all, as I mentioned earlier, we're all working to do the same work Allah has commissioned us to do. And so we're, alhamdulillah, so that CW, even the newcomers out here, new shahadas, you're included in this U.S. because you're here and now you're getting that information. So that's all of us. And I always want you to know that you are always included in that, what we seasoned Muslims and seasoned believers and seasoned shahadas already have been blessed to know. So go over to CWSC Community-Wide Shura Conference, cwsc.us, and get more information about CWSC Community-Wide Shura Conference and its intelligentsias, and how you may be able to support, maybe even becoming a volunteer or a host, because we do have a listings. We need some hosts, others that want to probably establish their own program right here on AM360. So go to that website, cwsc.us, and should you decide that you want to become a volunteer, then you would go to the MCNRD and press on that, and it'll give you all, give you the prompts to where you, you know, where you to go at each interval. Okay, alhamdulillah. Also, you can give us a listener comment at our business office, which is 910-317-0297. And we'll be repeating that number as we throughout the night. Alhamdulillah. So we want to thank you so kindly. And with that, we're going to get into our presentation for this evening, inshallah. Here we are. Here we are. Now. Okay. Alhamdulillah. And as we were stating earlier, we are continuing with Al-Asma Ul-Husna. And just to kind of give an overview to those that maybe be just coming, and for you all that have been coming all along, just have a little patience with us. We won't take long, but we want to make sure everybody's in, you know, understanding of where we're at, what we're doing. And so tonight, what we want to do is just to remind us that know, and let it be the new information for those that are just coming, that we're learning the Al-Asma Ul-Husna, because, which is the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, Al-Khaliq, to give it that. So, as we come to learn, well, and I have to let the ones that are coming now, for you all that have already been here, you already know that, but for the new ones that are coming, that Imam W.D. Muhammad, that's the leader and spokesperson here of the Muslims here, and especially, I'm just going to say, you know, I'm just saying he came from among us, so you had to get to us first, but it's for all the world, and he's known throughout the world. So you and I say, Imam W.D. Muhammad, it's not like he's just, you know, and he's just somebody among us, and we want to say he is the leader and teacher of this community, Imam W.D. Muhammad community, yes, but he is known around the world. In fact, he even had a session with the Pope. And now you know, if he got all the way up to see the Pope, now everybody ain't just walking up seeing the Pope, okay? So now you know if he got the opportunity to go up there and see that. And then and many kings of other countries, you know, and presidents in other countries in this country, and even did something there on Capitol Hill in reference to. So what I'm saying for you newcomers, this is not a lightweight, pretty heavy information here. that we was blessed to receive. And so when you're getting this information, you're on the boat. I put it like that. You know, I can't just give you some kind of idea. You want to go back to like Noah and the ark, you know, and the information that came, and that was heavy too. So, you know, and they say, well, okay, here it is. And they say, well, some say, okay, and we all on. Some say, well, I hear it, but I'm going to do something different. But the ones that actually survived it and thrived afterwards were the ones that received the information and believed it and stayed with it. So that's your message this evening for the new Shahadas and new believers. So learning Al Asma ul Husna gives us the opportunity but in the case of Imam W.D. Muhammad had told us to establish a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is so important to establish a relationship with your maker, with your creator of the heavens and earth and all between everything. For me, when I heard that I could even get establish a relationship with God, with Allah like that. See, it's when you say God, you mean, you know, it's like, okay. When you say the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, you be like, I can establish a relationship with him? I am so excited. And then in establishing the relationship, he tells me in there, hey, I'm going to give you a seat in paradise. You'd be like, oh, my goodness. Because all the time, we didn't even know how we was going to get there, but we knew we wanted to get there. So, alhamdulillah. So when we learn Al-Asma ul-Husna, this gives us an opportunity to get to know the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And we'll get more into that. So that's a wonderful thing. So getting that opportunity to do that, that brings us closer to him, closer in that of the faculties that he gave us, like the hearing, seeing, feeling, understanding, and intellect, getting closer to him where those faculties that he's given to us, then we're able to recognize them, acknowledge them, and utilize them. All being a part of that continuous rotation, you know, movement, action towards the knowledge, the information that's been disseminated, you know. And so this is one of the very importance of learning Al-Asma ul-Husna. And the benefits that we know of doing it, of actually reciting them, it gives us the benefits of actually knowing how to know our Lord and cherish it, how to do this. There's a certain way that you do it so that you can know that you know it when you know it. Alhamdulillah. And you know it, read. And you read in your scriptures, because that is your primary opportunity to get the information, if you would, firsthand. Because you are reading it yourself. And when you're reading it and it's bringing you to this belief in what you're reading, you're more excited about actually doing it. And then to know that the outcome is going to give you a seat in paradise. You know, I said, and it isn't that easy. I'm just going to say that too. But when I got that information, I was like, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you mean to tell me that's all we got to do? I mean, you know what I'm saying. I didn't mean like, oh, that's all? Because I tell you, you have to really learn them. It's not just about reading them off the page. It's just like the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, he said that you have to act upon them. You have to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of these beautiful names and attributes to be in that rotation, if you would, towards the paradise of the life to come. But as you're in that rotation, now remember, you're going to receive it right here too now. You're going to start seeing it right here on this earth because Allah highly glorified as he has said that. He promises that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all know, it's Al-Haq, the all-truthful, the comprehensive knower of everything, even if a leaf fall off the tree. And that's a lot of knowing to know. And to neither one of us not necessarily say that we could know that unless we were sitting up just looking at the tree all the time. Then all of a sudden, when Allah had a leaf to fall, he said, oh, a leaf is falling from the tree. And that's a good thing. But Allah highly glorified it. He knew it was going to fall before it fell. See, that's what I'm talking about. So this is how we get the in-depth communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tonight, I wanted to take the Al-Asma'ul Husna, and what I want to do is the 99 known beautiful names and attributes, and I want to, as best I can, put it in an order like to let us really, and I know that the season, we already know, but give an idea or a picture, if you would, insight to see what we're talking about when it comes to learning Al-Asma'ul Husna and establishing our relationship with him. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please, of course I always do, and I know you do as well, and the new jihadists will learn to always do that, babies, always say, oh, Allah, help me. Always say that. Always ask him. And if you can call on him on his beautiful name, which you come to know like Al-Rahman, the most compassionate, Al-Khaliq, I like to say Al-Khaliq because you're calling on him first, Al-Wahid, the one. You know, Allah he is. And so you're calling on him from there. And so when you do, he's going to answer. He's going to answer you. But now you got to be into utilizing that hearing, seeing, feeling, understanding, and intelligence that he's giving you so that you be looking for him. You're looking to hear him so that you can obey him or take action to what he is saying to you. You know. So I'm going to take it from that level, inshallah, this evening, for us, and inshallah, let me get back to this right here. I'm going to start there. And starting there, I want to start. Okay, now this is what we're going to do here. We're going to make it. I'm learning technology here, everybody, so just be patient. So we're going to introduce it, and I'm going to give you just a little bit of it, and then we'll move on to each one of the 99 known beautiful names and attributes, Al-Asma'ul Husna, that we get. Make sure you got your pen and your paper so that you can jot whatever down that, you know, comes to you, unless you can just remember, but it's really a good thing to put it in writing. Because sometimes so many things come up, you know how that goes. So if you got your pen and paper and you have written it, then you can always go back and review it, you know, alhamdulillah. So as we know that narrated Abu Huraira, this hadith, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's messenger, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, it's Muhammad, may the prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, has said, Allah, highly glorified is he, has 99 names, 100 less one, and he who memorizes them all by heart will enter paradise. And that's what we were saying earlier. So we're going to start out with now, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And remember, for those that have been here, but for the new ones, Asma'ul Husna, these beautiful, known beautiful names and attributes scribe to Allah himself, who he is in his existence of himself. And they also ascribe to Allah, highly glorified is he, his actions, what he decides that he is said for us to see, hear, feel, understand, and do. So I, and where I'm putting it at, starting here now, I'm thinking, now I am really thinking, and for the ones that have been here, that these particular ones that I'm going to start out with tonight is going to be ascribing to the self of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. So we're going to start with number 11, alcoholic. Okay, hang on. Number 11, alcoholic. Allah, highly glorified is he, is alcoholic, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. And he, Allah, highly glorified is he, alcoholic, the creator, has said in Quran, Surah 59, Ayat 24, he is Allah, highly glorified is he, the creator. That's Surah 59, Ayat 24. He is the one who brings things into existence after their non-existence. I know we as men, we think we just all of that and a bag of chips and pop to go along with it too, and that's okay because we should think highly of ourselves because we are what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. But he, creator of all things. And there was a time that we did not even, Allah tells us in the Quran, there was a time that we were not a thing even mentioned. Thank you so kindly. So you see the reference that the Al-Asma'ul Husna gives to you? Supreme, and that's just the words that I can just come up right now. Introduction to he, Allah, highly glorified is he, alcoholic. The one who brought everything into existence when there was no existence of them. He creates events, innovates, to he make it be. He say to it be. When he say, Allah say be to whatever it is that he say be. And it is. So he is alcoholic, and he didn't have a model. Don't need one. Because if it was a model, then that would, what? No, don't even go there. There's no model. It wasn't even in existence. He's letting us know right now. He is alcoholic, the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between, everything above us, everything below us, everything on either side we might can come up with. Isn't that wonderful? And to know that we can actually have a relationship to where we can communicate, that we'll be able to hear him, see him, feel him, understand who he is, his existence? That's a wonderful thing. Well, I didn't know that until I could do that, until I got it from Imam W.D. Muhammad. And that's why any time that I do mention this information, I have to make reference to him, because I would not have known it had I not heard it from him saying it. And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for putting me in that position so that I will be able to hear. And then let my ears hear it. Let my heart hear it. Ah, just excited, happily. So when I heard that, Allah brought it to my attention how I can live to learn to do that and then share it with others so that they'll know. And especially those of the new believer, especially them babies. We have a responsibility. So he is Allah, alcoholic. And you can call on him by alcoholic. You say, oh, Allah, highly glorified is you, alcoholic, the creator of everything in existence. We call on you to witness. None have the right to be worshipped except you, Allah, highly glorified are you, without partner. And we bear witness Muhammad. May the prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger. And we are all his servants. See, you'll learn when you're learning Al-Asma'ul Husna that the responsibility that we have in establishing our relationship and developing that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know this is exciting to the new Shahadas. I know it. It's still exciting, and I know it's exciting to the season ones as well, because I'm totally excited. And I didn't know it at one time. I didn't even know it. So, you know, I'm just eagerly excited. And so that's what we're doing. We're sharing this. And our main, I don't want to think of like a market like that, but you know, our main objective is to definitely reach the new Shahada. And you know, it's okay for us to be reminded too, as seasoned Shahadas of things, you know, that we may have learned it some time ago, and you know, may have, you know, not even brought it up in a while, you know, seeing or something. Then you hear and you be like, oh yeah. And you're like, oh, and then makes your heart feel all that happiness and cheer, good cheer at that very moment again. Alhamdulillah. So Allah highly glorified as he would introduce him. He is alcoholic, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. Alhamdulillah. Now we're going to move on into he is the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between and everything into existence. And he is our Rahman. Now, you know, I know it just touched you. I know. Just hold your heart. All I can do is tell you, hold and say, well, Allah, hold me. You know, when you get that information. Is our Rahman the most compassionate? And guess what the new Shahada, because, you know, that maybe you don't understand, compassionate, the one that's caring, the most that takes care, you know, that look after you. You know what I'm saying? You'll be all right, babies. I'm telling you what I know. Just keep living and keep living and keep learning and keep doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides you to do. Because if you don't understand it, that's okay. Just do it because you know, you recognize that it's him telling you to go that way. And you say, well, I don't know why I'm turning this down this street right here or this way, but I'm going to go because I believe you got something you want to show me or tell me or something you want me to learn. Say, like the Surah Abbasah in the Quran, not Surah 80, about the prophet, present peace of Allah be upon him, and they say he frowned. But then you're going to, he wasn't being mean or nothing like that. He wasn't even trying to do that. But you read the surah Al-Abasa, and you'll see what we're talking about. But in there, I mentioned that, you say, because, say, when the blind man came interrupting him, he interrupted him. He was interrupting the prophet Muhammad, present peace of Allah be upon him. So, you know, that would naturally be like a startlement when you're in the middle of doing what you're doing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says to him, said in the Quran, he said, well, what perhaps make him not think that he will learn something of just taking a moment to see what the person interrupting was trying to say, or that he may perchance grow in spiritual understanding, which is what we're doing right now when we're learning our Asma'ul Husna. So the questions was asked there. What made, he probably didn't think about it like that. Like, oh, this person might have something so important, I might need to stop right now, but I'm right on this roll of what I'm doing. I'm right, you know, it's like, this is the time for me to deliver what I'm supposed to be delivering right here. So just hang on, blind man, just hold on. But let me just do this right now. But that was the questions that were asked. That what make him maybe not have thought, come to think that he might learn something if he just hold off for a minute, that maybe could be interjected into what they were already doing. But it's okay, that's the way it came out. So those were just the two questions that was asked when that happened. And I only brought that up is to, even if we know a thing, it's still best to hear the information out, because we don't know what really is the motive or meaning for that. So we have to always be in touch with seeking to develop that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we'll be in tune and in touch with what's going on around us in our immediate, in our immediate, as well as around us in at large, you know. So, alhamdulillah. So, Allah, highly glorified is He, is our colleague. And He has said in Quran, Surah 59:24, He is Allah, the Creator. He is Allah, highly glorified is He, our colleague, the Creator. And He says, go on to say in Surah 6:102, the Creator of everything, therefore worship. He has got Him. This is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to us, we wouldn't use Him, we use worship me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, see, He is the Creator. And He said, worship Him. Therefore, worship Him. And that's 6:102 in the Quran. So you can go and you can read that for yourself too as well. Is there any creator besides Allah? He asked us the question in Surah 35, Ayat 3. Yea, indeed, for He is the supreme creator of infinite skill and knowledge. And that's 36 Quran and Ayat 81. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbi Alameen, our colleague. So tonight, for all of us, we have 98 more Asma'ul Husna to learn, this is the first one that we are learning. He is Allah. Highly glorified is He, colleague, the Creator of everything in existence. And of the surahs and ayats that I've given to you, he confirms that information. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so we're going to move along And we're going to go to, oh, let me hear. You know what? Let me move along here. Move my paper here because we were also on Allah. Then we're going to move along to number one of the actual coming in order of Al-Asma'ul Husna. That was the one I used because in my introduction of him. But here, now, so remember now these beautiful names and attributes they ascribe to Allah self of him. So he just told us who he was. Then it goes on and ascribe to his actions. Allah highly glorified is he Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and earth, all between. We go on now. Now, that is him, and now this is who he is and the actions that he do for us as his servants. Okay, come to Allah. Now, look, I'm asking Allah just like you ask Allah. When he give it, we have to give it the way he's giving it. Alhamdulillah, and I'm so excited about it, you know. So our rock man, Allah highly glorified is he. He is our rock man, the most compassionate, loving, and caring. And he is said in the Quran, Surah 19, Ayat 93, all those in the heavens and the earth will come to the beneficent, the compassionate God obediently. We will all come to him, the most compassionate. Allah highly glorified is he, our Rahman, the most compassionate. All those in the heavens and on earth will come to Allah, highly glorified is he, the beneficent, the compassionate God, obediently. And this is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he, is an attribute demonstrating the mercy and the careness and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is, now we know who he is. He's Allah. He created everything. And we now know that in his creation of everything, he has compassion for it, love for it. So he's telling us who he is and what he does and why he has done it, you know, alhamdulillah. So we're going to move right along. I'm not going to take up, you know, there's just much more information to be given. But we're just going to try to brief in here so that we can get as much of it as we can in tonight's setting. We're going to move along. Now we know he's the creator and he's compassionate. Check this out. Not only is he compassionate as a creator, but he is also our Rahim. Allah highly glorified is he is our Rahim, the most merciful. Well, now we got, he created everything, he has compassion for it, and he is the most merciful than any can show mercy to that creation. Oh, my goodness, alhamdulillah, we love him so much. And Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, himself has said of himself, our Rahim, the most merciful, in Quran, Surah 15, Ayat 49, inform my servants that I am the forgiving, the merciful. Now we didn't, I don't think I have, let me see, do I have, I don't think I have that one, but we'll get into Al-Ghafar. Oh, yeah, we do have it on tonight. We do. Alhamdulillah. So he says, inform my servants that I am the forgiving, the merciful. Check it out now. I know y'all keeping in line now. We getting introduced to who we praying to and worshiping and glorifying and why. But we getting to know him. See? Because when we get to know him, it's going to be like, oh, we're going to call on him for whatever it is we want, and we're going to use these beautiful names, and we're going to watch it happen. Watch Allah Al-Zahir, the manifest. Watch him manifest what he say he's going to do. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that just wonderful? And it just gives you that feeling of, you just love Allah, spend a lot of time so much until, you know, it makes you want to just, you want to stretch it. You know how little kids do, and they stretch their arm as far as they can stretch them. I stretch them. Oh, Allah, spend a lot of time. I love you so much. I love you so much. This much, this much, this much, all in all. You know, and you can just stretch. You can't stretch no more. And trust, all that we need in stretch, we don't even begin to meet around him. But it's just that we give all that we have that he has given us in our love for him and to him. Yes, alhamdulillah. So that's where it makes us feel. When you're learning Al Asma'ul Husna, you'd be like, it's just a good thing that he shared with us that he is Al Wadud, the all loving, and that the attributes of him, none can even reach what he give. But as I say again, with that, where we stretching our arms as much as we can, we give all that we can give is what we know. But it's so much more that we don't know, and that we don't know of the good we get at too. We say, Allah, we love you that much too. Alhamdulillah. So we now know that he is Allah. Highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq, the creator. And that he got love and care and compassion to his creation. And he's got mercy to his creation and on his creation. Got mercy on us. And so we're going to move along. But, you know, there's so much more information that can be given. So now we're going to move along in our introduction. And we know we're going to move to he, Allah, highly glorified is he. He is Al-Malik. Now, he is Al-Malik. And Al-Malik is the one, the sovereign, you know, the he is the one who is free by virtue of his own merits. You know, you see what I'm saying? So he's the sovereign, the one, you know, hey, nothing nobody else can do about it. Whatever he say, that's it. So don't even go there trying to even try that. I'm gonna save you some hurt in your own heart when you think about the foolishness that you allowed yourself to get into. Now, I'm not going to go there yet. But I'm just saying, we don't even want to think like that. You know, he is Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Malik, the sovereign, the one, depending on nothing, and everything depends on him. He is, as he says in the Quran, Allah highly glorified is he, Al-Malik, the sovereign, master of the day of judgment. And you'll find that in Surah 1, Ayat 4. For the king of the day of judgment. And he says in the seat of honor with a most powerful king. Surah 54, Ayat 55. So we know that he is the sovereign. None got nothing to say about anything that he decides to say or do. He is the master. Alhamdulillah. He is Allah, highly glorified. Is he the sovereign? So we done come to know Allah, highly glorified is he, that he is the creator. He has compassion. He has mercy. He is independent, sovereign, almighty. Alhamdulillah. So, I mean, those are some pretty powerful attributes right there. You begin to know who your Lord is. You're like, oh, okay, I stand strictly to attention. It like they do when they be in a army or something, they have to do their salute. Yes, sir, we bow and salute. Yes, sir. This is who we are establishing a relationship with. And yeah, you're talking about a heavyweight. Yeah, that's what you call a heavyweight, y'all. I know you youngsters don't know nothing about that yet, but keep living. Okay, we're going to move right along. Now remember now, these attributes, we're getting to know who we're dealing with our Lord and Cherisher. Now we know how to approach him because we know this much about him. You know, we know that, hey, he means good for us. You can feel that. And in reading it, you can see it too. And even if you couldn't read it, now, you know, like, except maybe you can do it with the Braille or something like that, and that's fine too. But you, when the words are put on the paper, said to you, they're going to touch your very soul. They're going to touch it, baby. So you'll be reading it, even though you won't be reading it off of paper. But it'll be reading right there because Allah will let your heart read it to you. Like he told the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, in the very initial beginning, he says to the Prophet Muhammad, he says, Iqra, read in the name of your Lord. And your Lord is most bountiful. Taught you the use of the pen. Taught men that which he knew not. Isn't that just wonderful? I mean, it just gives you all of that into your, oh, you know what? I'm apologizing, y'all. You know what? I'm just going on because I get on a roll. I'm gonna get the another PSA in here in just a minute. So far now, we got our colleague. Allah, he is. And we establishing the relationship here. We're establishing a relationship with the Creator, with God Almighty himself. And he is our colleague. He introduced himself, I'm the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. And I ain't got no partners, okay? So get real on this. And I'm loving it. You know, Allah is so kind, though. He don't be all like that, you know, with those type of theatrics in there, if you would. But you know what? I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified, and see, is forgiving us and allowing us to be cheerful and happy. And happy. He said, you know, there's these things have been given to you at the very initial the time when you were even existed. And being born and everything, whether you're going to be happy, you're going to be rich, or he establishes everything for us. So when he establishes it for you now, ain't no need of trying to turn it down because somebody else don't understand it. No, you be like, well, I'm accepting mine. Say, Allah, they gonna, he made me happy. So I'm going to be happy. And I'm going to share that happiness, that good cheer. And you be thanking him for giving you that. So alhamdulillah. So he is Al-Malik the Siren. He is Allah highly glorified as he is As-Salam. As-Salam. Now see how the things, I know you've been writing them down, each one of the meaning of these attributes and how they're lining right up with the character, if you would, of our Lord and Cherisher, you know, like, you know, the inside of him who he is, you know, alhamdulillah. And so he is Allah, highly glorified is he, as-salam. He don't just keep it all to himself. He is the bestower of peace. Now, I just like I say, I know you've been taking good note, and so you know we got our colleague, our and the Creator. We got He's most compassionate, He's most merciful, He's the one and only, the Sovereign. And now on his creation that he gives compassion and mercy on, he also gives them peace. Peace. And I know you have to be able to relate to that because in just our own individual lives sometimes it could be so much a havoc going on for the maybe perhaps in the particular at that time of the environment that we may be happen to be dealing with at that moment in time. But he will bring, he bestows peace on us. So I adore as-salam. Oh Allah, highly glorified is you. Oh as-salam. Please grant me some peace. I can't even rest. I need the peace so I can rest among all of this that has taken place. And as you can recall, I know the season should have that it was in some, it was, I believe it was one of the, it was a war, one of the wars that was going to be taking place or something like that in the believers and They were just shaken to their depths about what was going on. But they called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he calmed them down, the bestower of peace. Peace brings calm. He said, just hang on, babies. Keep believing. I'm showing you something here. This is a test. So all you got to do is just remain calm and through the storm, because it's going to storm some days. It don't sunshine all the time. Sometimes it storms. And so when it comes, you just take refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hold tight. Alhamdulillah. Okay, y'all, I'm going to, you know what? I have about 12 of the introductions that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I've been blessed by him to kind of, you know, to come up with, you know, because you know, this peace he's bestowing on us, he's, you know, he's all-knowing, all-seeing, all-hearing, but we're going to get on into that because, like I said, we're going to have to move on because we got another program coming up, and we can't give it all in one night. Don't need to be too much, and you can't take it all in, and then, so we're going to stop where we at. This is what we're going to do. We're going to stop where we at, and I'm going to put, let me put it right here. I got to make a note here so that I know where I'll start at the next time when we come back. And I haven't forgot, you know, what we're going to, right here. I haven't forgot, everybody. We got to still yet complete when we were reading in Surah 40 and getting those attributes out of there. I haven't forgot about it. But this was something that was put on my heart to just kind of do like a more plain, if you would, as best I could see, to put it in there where we can go like a step by step into getting to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so we can establish our relationship with him, okay? So right there, we're going to stop there, and inshallah, we're going to pick that back up. Inshallah, bless to come back next week. And I haven't forgotten. I told you, too, I got some for you. Maybe I got some for us this evening. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take my last PSA here, and then we're going to get ready so we can move on out, okay? Here we go right here. And you know you're listening to Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dupreeta Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, you know it, we ask you to sit tight and keep focused, and inshallah, we will be right back. Okay, and let's see where we at. Today is Saturday. Ooh, it does seem like a Sunday, doesn't it? Just bear faith with me. Just bear with me, baby. I didn't get queued up all the way like that, so I'm going to go here.
Family, community, city, state, country, and more. Everything starts with you, the individual, you. What is the character of you? Are you a book? Can you be read? Join us every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a wonderful hour of information being shared by you, with you, for you, the you in all of us. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, and I am your host for Community Developmental Stages. Again, every Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., be there.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports the healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Sugar Conference, and AM 360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, and we're back. And remember, those of you that are out there in am360.org land, should you have a question or a comment that you want to make, you're going to need to dial into the studio at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And also remember, everyone, you know that you can leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. That is the business office. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate you kindly. Want to remind everyone to join us tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time right here on AM 360 for Fitr Muhammad Study Al Islam. And then started at 4 o'clock, we would have Princess Aziz with Keeping It Real. And 5 o'clock, we would have Contemplations of Imam W.D. Muhammad with Imam Kareem Hamid and Imam Michael Hamid as contemplation of Al-Islam. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so now with that, I do see we got a caller, and I'm going to go right there and get with our caller, 314-833. Welcome, and state your name and where you're calling from. As-salamu alaykum. Brother Ma.
Alaykum as-salam to you, the priest of Abdul Hadi, and to your very astute radio listeners there at AM 360 Radio. This is Mark Shaheed from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah that the praise and the thanks belongs to God first and foremost, always. And just want to commend you on an excellent learning of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab and just listening. And I got to get ready to go to a banquet tonight. We kind of support the Nation of Islam here, the banquet that they have, an annual Savior's Day banquet, and they support us, and my son is on the way, but I would be remiss if I wouldn't have got on and said something. Just want to say something very briefly in terms of something that Imam Muhammad has said to us in the Al-Asma Usna. Out of all of them, out of all the Al-Asma Usna, he said, the most important one that we should remember is Al-Khaliq, one of the most ones, that Allah is the creator. Why? Because the first of the revelation that was given to Prophet Muhammad when he secluded himself in the cave, and you could only imagine that he was searching and looking for something to explain the condition in which he was witnessing, that he knew in his heart, in his mind, in his spirit, in his soul was not right. You see, sometimes you can know something that's not right, but you don't have the knowledge, and he didn't have the knowledge. So what was the first revelation, what was revealed to him first was, you know, that Allah was the creator. Read in the name of your Lord who creates. That was the first verse. You see, that was the first verse. So it is saying that Allah didn't say, read in the name of Allah. He said, read in the name of your Lord who creates. Who creates Al-Khaliq. And the other thing, very, very important, we've heard this saying called Kun Fayakun. I mean, it's the Quranic Arabia that Allah gives in. He gives in the Quran where Allah says, be, and it is, be as it will be. You see, so Allah, in terms of this, is a big Al-Asma Usna, because Allah creates what it is that we see, and he creates what it is that we don't see. This is very, very important. And in creating what is he see, everything that he creates, he has given it a nature. So he's created the nature of everything that it is that we see. And everything mm-hmm. that he's created conforms to his will. I just wanted to say that because that's very, very important. Read in the name of your Lord who creates. And what it was that Allah was instructing or giving revelation to was to read the natural creation, Al-Khaliq, the one that creates. And so you want to read the first book. The first book was not, so Allah was, the Quran was not present. There was no Quran. And Muhammad ibn Abdullah didn't have any knowledge of any scripture before. So what was he asking him to read? He was asking him to read the natural creation. Read in the name of your Lord who creates Al-Khaliq, you know, in that regard. So the first book that Muhammad ibn Abdullah was instructed to read was the big book, was the natural book of creation itself, which is very, very important. I just wanted to say that because I know you got something else that you want to present before you have to leave the airways, and I do too, but thank you so much for all that you give. May Allah continue to bless you and us. And remember, Al-Khalik, the creator, that was how Allah introduced himself to Muhammad ibn Abdullah in the first of the revelation. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, thank my salam. I just wanted to say to our listenership as well, Brother Mark Shaheed, standing presentation host on IWDN Radio, Courtship and Marriage, a learning lab, and the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And Brother Mark, could you give them a little bit of that and how they can
Yes, ma'am, very briefly, you can catch me on the sister station, which is IWDM Radio, each and every Wednesday evening with Dr. Patricia Slowden, my very distinguished, esteemed co-host, each and every Wednesday. And the first Wednesday, Rashid Salam, they join yours truly, Mark Shaheed, on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, where we teach what is correct parenting from an Islamic perspective. And we use Al-Quran, life example of the Prophet in living the Quran, the Tafsir, clear explanation by a scholarly, learned teacher, Imam Wahdi Muhammad, and social science to disseminate information, education in terms of parenting, correct parenting, but how to reconstruct the destructive parent life. And that starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, and it's followed by the MGM Roundtable, two productions, in which the priest Abdul Hadi, she is my engineer for that. We have very distinguished, esteemed people inside of our community, the community Imam W. Dean Muhammad, and looking to do more in 2024, taking on topics that are pertinent to us as a community. It starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And on Thursday, it's the Sister Learning Lab, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, that's hosted and facilitated and produced by yours truly as we approach our 9th anniversary of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab that began here on this sister station, AM 360, October 13th, all the way back in the year 2015. And we're on the 25 do's and don'ts of Islamic courtship. So if you have young people, you know, adolescents, children, grandchildren, interested, or maybe say interested in being married, in courtship, or even if they come into professions, they should be listening to this. It's valuable information, 25 do's and don'ts of Islamic courtship, and we should say actually 26 because I added the first one. It kind of correlates with what the priest Abdul Hadi is teaching in Asma Usna, whereas you want to establish a healthy, harmonious relationship with your Lord and Creator. And the best way to do that is to take in what you're listening in so you'll learn the 99 beautiful known names and attributes of Allah and get acquainted with that. And the more that you can know about your Lord and Creator, the closer tie, a bond that you can have and establish with Allah in being an obedient servant to Him and actually loving Him more because you actually, He's revealing to you all of these qualities and characteristics that you see. And that's not all of them. That's what we said, known in that regard. So that happens each and every Thursday, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time on IWDM Radio. The call-in number is 714-816-4673. That's area code 714-816-4673. Please tune in. We'd love to have you, and you can ask questions and make comments on those learning labs and also on the MGM Roundtable. Thank you so much, the priest, for giving me the opportunity to disseminate the information and also on Thursday morning, Henry Hasib, you know, has me on Solution for Critical Issues, Outwitting the Devil, Outstanding Publication by Napoleon Hill, and that's each and every Thursday morning starting at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on AM 360 Radio. Thank you so much, my dear sister, and keep up the great work, because it's needed and necessary, not only for new Shahadas, but for seasoned Shahadas, too. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, I make a nice line to you, Brother Marshall Heaton. Thank you so kindly for those words and keep up the great work as well.
Alhamdulillah. Shukran.
Okay, everyone, I know everybody just sounds like, okay, come on, what did you got, Preetam? Okay, so listen at this here. So you know that this is the month, the third month on the Hijra calendar, the month of Rabi al-Awwal. And you know that this is also called the month of love. Now, you know, I love everything, and I know you all do too, because, honey, all you got to do is say some love, and I'm listening. So, alhamdulillah. And this is the month of love, and it said it's called the month of love because this is the month that was said that the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, was born in. And so in reference to that fact, and we're going to get ready to close down here, but in reference to that fact, I have something I want to share with you. But before we do that, I want to say, may Allah bless us all with a, first of all, may Allah bless those that are hungry and homeless and suffice them and their families to what their needs are and bring them and their family whole together. And we pray Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those that are experiencing an illness or been diagnosed with a disease, that they that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will give them an expedient illness of that disease and heal it as though it has never happened to them before. And we know Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He. He is Al-Ba'i, the infuser of new life, and so He can do that. And we pray Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those that of our loved ones that has made their transition to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that from Allah we come and to Allah we return, and that He will bless them with His mercy and forgiveness, and we all will return. And the same we pray for ourselves as well, that He will have mercy and forgiveness on their soul and bless them with His paradise. And to those of us, of the loved ones that are left behind, that He grant us the patience and the peace that we need as while we endure the fact that, and we know it's inevitable, but we still have to endure when our loved ones have returned before we do. And so to that we say, Ameen, 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 alhamdulillah. And may Allah bless us all with a grandtastic upcoming week, because Allah is grand, see. So he showed me that. I told you I shared that with y'all when He gave it to me. So I used to say fan, but it's not fan. He's, you know, Allah is grand, so we ain't worried too much about the fantastic. I'm only kidding. Okay. But a grandtastic upcoming week and a Juma Mubarak. And that's all I was going to say. And hugs and love to you for one. And now I met, I went to a convention and I met this particular artist and his vocalist at an upcoming event that I was at, and I texted him and I said, well, I wanted to do this, and what do you think about that? And he said, oh, well, yes, that's fine, and we'll do that. And so, this being the month of Rabi al-Awwal, and this particular artist and his vocalist that I met was. He is Bilal New Gravy. It's Bilal Abdullah in this, featuring New Gravy. And his vocalist, which happens to be his wife, and they're both just such, oh, I tell you, I can't say enough about them. Not just because they let me do what I'm doing, but because they are just those genuine type of people. So I want to share one of the songs off of his CD, and it's called "Since This Is the Month of Love." I want to, I like this one here too, but I'm going to go with this one because I want to do the love one. Okay, so I'm going to go with this one, okay? And it's called "I Love You," and that's my giving out to you. Of course, we know we love Allah. That is our greatest love. But I just wanted to share with you all, "I Love You," and this is one of his recordings, Bilal Abdullah. And inshallah, hugs and love to you, and may Allah bless us with a good night rest and a blessed rising, and inshallah, bless us to be back here next week where we will continue to learn and know the importance of Al-Asma wal-Husna. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Oh, no. You're going away. You're doing too much. Listen here, now. You know I'm about all love. This is the month of love. So love everyone and everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our colleague, he's in charge. Thank you so kindly, and inshallah, bless us with a great evening. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.